Chapter 12, Guns, Drugs, and Eugenics. While Nazi science was brought to America after World War II, so were attendant Nazi restrictions on scientific liberty. Many of the standards of scientific freedom and exchange of knowledge were suspended by all the belligerents, noted John Cornwell, author of Hitler's Scientists. Since 1940, America's scientists have become faceless members of teams working under the auspices of the military-industrial complex or the corporate world. Addressing the Nazi-connected men in control of America's scientific establishment after the war, Cornwell explained, the most dramatic alteration was in the West. The Office of Scientific Research and Development under the government science chief Vannevar Bush commissioned more than 2,000 research programs in the course of World War II. The projects involved industrial research and development units, employing tens of thousands of scientists and technicians in companies such as DuPont and General Electric, as well as major university laboratories like MIT and Caltech. A proposal for a barrier between government and military funding and civilian control of the choice and direction of basic research would prove, however, a vain hope. Such tight inner control over scientific advances was reminiscent of the late war Nazi SS control over technology in the Third Reich. Hitler's Germany was not only the first nation to use or advance television, rocketry, and computers, but also the first to build a national freeway system, to address occupational health issues, restrict the use of firearms, attack the use of alcohol and tobacco, pass laws for the protection of the environment, and wage war against cancer. Hitler realized that he needed the support of his wealthy conservative followers, so he directed much of his public statements to them, particularly in the areas of rearmament and foreign policy. But his social programs, in many cases, were a liberal's dream come true. For example, gun control was already widespread in a pre-Nazi Europe unaccustomed to the freedom to bear arms. Anti-gun control advocates have long pointed out that it was an unarmed population that allowed the Nazis to both gain and maintain power. Ironically, the Nazis used the Weimar Republic's gun control laws, intended to restrict private armies such as Hitler's SA, to keep the population disarmed. Hitler and his ilk were against keeping arms in the hands of citizens, especially conquered peoples.